On the roof, Amy peers over the ledge.
What are you doing?
Pigeon check for Sheldon. North side's all clear.
Great, let's look at some planets.
Hey, why'd you lug your telescope all the way over here? Leonard has one in our apartment.
Yeah, I'm gonna use Leonard's. Might as well hold my hand up like this and squint.
Raj holds his hand to his eye.
I don't know, it seemed pretty good. You know, once when the cable went out, I watched an entire episode of The Bachelor on a TV across the street.
This one's more of a professional model.
So was the girl he picked?
This baby's got a 10-inch diameter with F10 ACF optics.
And tonight, Mercury is at its highest elongation.
It makes faraway things seem close, and Mercury is a planet.
I know Mercury is a planet, but the other thing was helpful.
Oh, look at that. Neil Gaiman tweeted about my store.
What'd he say?
Next time you're in Pasadena, check out the Comic Center. Great vibe, old school. The owner really knows his stuff. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's no Sandman, but I guess we can't expect everything he writes to be a masterpiece.
When was he in your store?
I have no idea. I think I would remember that.
In a flashback.
Obviously, vibranium is the most powerful metal in comics.
More powerful than adamantium?
He's right. Wolverine's claws, Ultron's outer shell. Need I go on?
You don't need to, but you probably will.
What about Wonder Woman's bracelets?
Good point. Strong as a metal and fierce as a fashion choice.
You know, Thor's hammer's pretty powerful, and in the comics, it's made out of enchanted Uru.
I think it's the enchantment that's powerful, not the Uru, but thanks for playing.
The flashback ends.
Oh, man, I can't believe Neil Gaiman came in, and we weren't even there.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Raj looks through the telescope.
Can you see Mercury? Can you see it?
1 second.
You know, the Greek version of Mercury, Hermes, was worshipped in Athens by the carving of giant wooden phalluses.
Please, Amy, get your mind out of the ancient Athenian gutter.
Got another follower, I'm blowing up.
Great, how many does that make?
High double digits.
The 90s?
Mid double digits.
Hey, Benny, you wanna check this out?
Yeah, sure.
All right, just look through here, and if you wanna take a picture, just push that button.
Okay.
She looks through the telescope.
Oh, what is that?
Is it Mercury? I'm really jonesing for Mercury.
I think it's a little early for Mercury to be visible yet.
Oh, playing hard to get. I like that in a planet.
Oh, there's something fuzzy.
Is it your teen years?
No. Yes. Shut up. Look. No, really, I think I see something.
Well, it could just be your eyelash.
Not an eyelash.
Okay, well, take a picture. Let's see.
Okay. Here.
They look at Raj's laptop.
I do see something.
Told ya.
What is it? I don't know. Maybe it's a comet.
That would be so cool.
You guys want to see a real star? Look over here.
What?
I just got retweeted by Patton Oswalt's brother.
At the crowded comic book store, a bearded man stands at the counter.
So, this is really where Neil Gaiman shops?
Neil Gaiman, Nicolas Cage, Natalie Portman, the list goes on.
They all come here?
Unless I'm lying.
Sheldon and Howard enter. Howard admires the crowd. Sheldon steps outside and checks the sign.
Who are all these people? Wait, is this a flash mob?
Are they dancing?
I don't know what today's dancing looks like.
Hey, guys. That tweet actually got people to come in. Isn't that great?
No. I like the way the store was before.
You mean empty and sad?
Yes, it was perfect. Like a funeral home that sells Pokemon cards. What am I supposed to do now if I want to hang out and read a comic book?
Go sit on the couch.
A woman sits on the couch.
Next to a stranger?
I say, if I'm gonna sit, read, and ignore a woman, it's gonna be my fiance.
Why are you being such a baby about the crowds? You go to Comic-Con.
I'm sorry. You're comparing this place to Comic-Con? What, can I go to the bathroom here next to a Wookiee who got a zipper stuck in his fur?
Well, we go to Comic-Con for different reasons.
You know, just give me a copy of Action Comics 1000 and I'll be on my way.
Sorry, all out.
Now you just let people come in and buy them? I didn't realize your soul was also for sale.
Well, it wasn't, but make me an offer.
At Leonard and Penny's apartment.
Who's that?
Sheldon.
Who's he mad at?
Neil Gaiman.
Who's that?
Not us.
All right.
Guys.
Hey.
So guess what? That indeed was a comet last night. And it turns out no one's seen it before.
Wow.
Really? Look at that. I discovered a comet. Oh.
What do you mean you discovered it?
Well, I'm the one who saw it.
In my telescope that I positioned, all you did was look into it.
You both discovered it. You can put both your names on the registration form.
Actually, we can't.
Why not?
Because when I filled it out, it asked for name of discoverer, and I put Rajesh Kutrapali, because... because that's who I am, and that's what I did.
Are you kidding me?
Well, he is the one who knew it was a comet.
No, he didn't. He thought it was an eyelash.
And you thought it was a fuzzy streak. I mean, do you even know what a comet is?
Yeah, the thing I saw first.
I honestly don't think that that qualifies as a discovery.
But I took the picture.
Because I told you to. Like, if a monkey took the picture, did it discover the comet?
Excuse me?
He didn't mean monkey.
Get the hell out of my apartment.
She didn't mean that. Actually, I think she did. You should go.
At Howard and Bernadette's.
You look great.
Thanks. Would you believe this is actually a dress from before I was pregnant?
Well, it's not a competition, but I wore this suit to my bar mitzvah.
Where's Stuart? I told him we had a 6:30 reservation.
I'll call him.
At the comic book store.
Comic Center, where the real superheroes you.
Stuart, you're supposed to be babysitting.
Oh, shoot, that was tonight. I forgot. The store's been really busy.
Well, when can you get here?
I don't think I can. Listen to this. I was ringing up a customer, and I heard someone say, hey, there's a line, and I looked, and there was.
Come on, you can't do this to us.
I am really sorry. I will make it up to you. But it won't be with a Val Kilmer Batman figurine, because some sucker's buying that right now. Not you. This is great.
He says he has to work.
Oh, it's okay. We can have date night another night.
But you got all dressed up. We were supposed to have dinner and romance.
We'll just have to divide and conquer. I'll go to dinner and you can stay home with the internet and have romance.
At Leonard and Penny's apartment.
Okay, look, I Googled it. I took the picture, so it's my discovery. He stole my comet.
I know, but on the other hand, do you really care?
Yes, I care. This happens to me all the time. People take one look at me and assume I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
I'm sorry, are you saying I don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not saying anything. Ever again.
Look, I'm serious. The other day at work, I had this great idea, but no one was listening to me. And then 5 minutes later, Paul said the same thing. They practically carried him around the room.
Well, what was it?
CPK for lunch. But that's just one example. Also happens with all the doctors I have to deal with. You know, they're so condescending. So sick of letting this stuff slide. I found that comet. Why should I let Raj say he found it?
I know you're right, but he is our friend, and this could be good for his career.
Okay, so you agree with me, but he still gets his way.
Well, there you go. Everybody wins.
My God, you're such a people pleaser. You can't stand making anyone angry.
Why would I want to make anyone angry?
Because it would mean you were on my side.
Oh, I am on your side. Let's not forget who you're really mad at here, Raj. Oh, and Paul. Paul sucks, right?
He follows Penny to the bedroom.
But don't tell him I said that.
At the comic book store.
Hey, Howard, did you see that?
Sheldon turns to a stranger and startles. Nearby, Howard waves a comic book.
I'm over here, Sheldon.
That was a close one. I almost went home with that guy.
You doing okay? Do we need to go?
No, I'm fine. I admit all these people did take me by surprise at first, but I've learned that I can accept change.
Since when?
I managed it when Amy switched her shampoo from Prel to Prel for oily hair. Although I do miss the way her head used to slide off the pillow.
Sheldon goes to the counter where a long-haired clerk works.
May I help you?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Denise, the new assistant manager.
Nope.
Sheldon drops his comic book and rushes out. And Amy's.
Can you believe it? In the past decade, I have spent thousands of dollars in that store, and this is the thanks I get.
You're right. I mean, he could at least get you a mug.
He gave me a mug. What do you think I'm drinking out of? Do you even pay attention?
Honestly, less and less.
Amy, the comic book store is like my version of the country in Black Panther.
Okay, I'm afraid this is going to get really offensive to certain groups, but go on.
The nation of Wakanda was a hidden gem, and they wanted to keep it that way because they knew if they opened it up to the world, everything that was special about it would get ruined.
Are you done?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That both made sense and wasn't offensive.
And to make things worse, Stewart hired some woman.
There we go.
Yeah. No, I'm not annoyed that she's a woman. I'm annoyed, and she's a woman.
No, I get that. I'm annoyed, and I'm a woman.
It's just Stewart knows my likes and dislikes, and I can count on his discretion if I pick up the occasional back issue of Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. Which I don't.
Well, don't think of her as a stranger. Just think of her as a friend you haven't berated, lectured, or condescended to yet.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're wise, and you smell like books. You really are the whole package.
At Raj's apartment.
Raj, just help me out. Penny's pretty mad about this comic thing.
Well, I'm sorry she's upset, but she didn't discover it.
Come on, you know she was a part of it. Just add her name to the registration.
But I already told everyone at work that I did it. My boss was so excited, he started calling me Captain Comet. Which is better than his last nickname for me, Dr. Donuts. Because one time I had two donuts, and two times I had three donuts.
I guess you're just gonna have to swallow your pride.
I can't do that.
Yeah, sure you can. Just pretend it's two or three donuts.
You don't understand, Leonard. I need this. My last big discovery was if you press your upper lip hard enough, you can block a sneeze.
I told you that.
This is all my fault. I brought this upon myself. I'm a bad scientist. I'm a selfish person.
No, don't get upset. You're not a bad person. Just let me talk to Penny. I'm sure I can make her understand.
Thank you. You're a good friend, Leonard.
I'm glad you think so, because I may be living here soon.
At the comic book store, Sheldon eyes Denise and shakes his head.
Just look at her over there. She just started and she gets to put up staff picks. I've been coming here over 10 years. I still can't put up Sheldon dislikes.
I talked to her yesterday. She really seems to know her stuff.
Challenge accepted.
That is not what that was.
Sheldon approaches Denise.
Excuse me. I was wondering if you could recommend something.
Oh, sure. You want to tell me what you like?
I would not.
Sheldon raises his brow at Howard, who forces a quick smile.
All right, well, you're wearing a Green Lantern shirt, so I'm guessing you're a DC fan. Although that's from the Alan Scott era, so you're probably not super into the current run. How would you feel about an alternate history where World War I was fought with dragons and magic?
That's what I wanted the theme of my 10th birthday party to be.
Here, check this out. It's by Kurt Busiek.
You know, if you're interested in alternate histories, Neil Gaiman wrote one called 1602.
Sheldon stares.
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of something here.
It is pretty good, actually. He takes the Marvel superheroes and he puts them into Elizabethan England.
Let me guess. Everyone thinks the X-Men are witches.
Yeah.
Shaking his head, Neil Gaiman walks off.
Why don't you take this home, and if you don't like it, return it, and I'll give you your money back. Just don't tell Stuart.
Stuart who?
At Leonard and Penny's.
Hey, where have you been?
I went to yell at Raj.
And? Is he gonna give me back my comet?
Interesting thing.
Did you cave?
Maybe I did, or maybe I did. But I did realize something. I don't need to fight your battles. You are a strong and independent woman. You have your own voice. And to quote another strong woman, Katy Perry, it's time to hear you roar.
Did you just think of that on your way home?
What do you want from me? The song was on in the car. But it doesn't mean it's not true.
No, you make a good point. I'm gonna go talk to Raj myself.
I know I don't say it enough, but you go, girl.
That was enough.
At home, Howard sets the dining table.
What's all this?
Well, we missed our date night and Stuart's working again, so I thought we could have a date night here at home.
Why, it's so sweet.
So is that really what you're wearing to our date night?
She looks at her sweatshirt.
Well, Stuart's not here and the kids are sleeping. I can wear nothing.
You might want to hold off on that. We're starting with soup.
Hey!
I thought you were working late again.
I was, but Denise has got it covered. Huh. Oh, the funniest thing happened today. You know the receipt tape in the cash register? It ran out. I didn't even know it could do that.
You know, we were just sitting down to dinner.
Oh, perfect timing. I'll go wash up.
There goes date night.
Are you kidding? Stuart's here. Get your purse. We're going out.
What about the dinner you made?
Right. Hey, Stuart, that can of soup sitting by the stove, that's for you.
You made canned soup for date night?
And you wore sweatpants. Let's go.
At Sheldon and Amy's.
Oh, and it turns out Denise is also really excited for Dan Slott's run on Iron Man because he was her favorite Spider-Man writer, too.
How about that?
Oh, and guess who goes to art school right here in Pasadena?
I don't know. Denise?
You're a good guesser, Amy. Not as good as Denise, though. She thought I would like this comic Aerosmith, and she was right.
Well, was the store crowded? I bet it was. I know you hate that.
Yeah, it was. But if it weren't for the crowds, Stuart never would have hired Denise, and she's the best.
Amy angrily strides into the comic book store.
You must be Denise.
Oh, yeah. How can I help you?
I'm Amy, Sheldon's fiancé.
Oh, I gotta be honest, I wasn't 100% sure you were real.
Oh, I am. And I heard you and Sheldon had a great time today talking about comic books.
We did.
Great, here's what's gonna happen.
She leans on the counter.
You're gonna teach me how to do that.
Do what?
Pretend to like comic books.
Oh, no, I actually like comic books.
All right, let's not get hung up on semantics. It's late, we got a lot of work to do.
At home, Raj sits on the couch using his laptop. He opens the door for Penny.
I'm sorry.
I haven't even said anything yet.
I know, but I heard your footsteps coming up the stairs and they sounded angry.
They are angry. I'm mad at you.
And you have every right to be. Okay, I was being a jerk. We did this together and I hogged all of the credit. And after you've been such a good friend to me over the years. Like, I wouldn't even be able to talk to women if it wasn't for you. So I'm gonna make sure that your name is on the comet.
Thank you.
Even if it's professionally embarrassing, you know. Or maybe put me on thin ice at work. I may lose my funding. Still want to make this right.
Good. Bye.
She leaves.
That worked way better with Leonard.
Shaking his head, Raj shuts the door. At home, Amy reads a comic book on the couch.
Hello.
Hi.
Why are you reading a comic book?
Denise recommended it to me. It's the Rebirth Omnibus. She thought it would be a good entry point for me into the DC universe. And I have to say, I really do
Amy, I've talked a lot about comic books lately. Can we talk about something else?
Glaring, Amy throws the comic book on the coffee table. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.